Well, that's why I went with Diamond 58. It was affordable, about $130 off of Amazon, you know. Said it should get me to the a lot farther, maybe 50, 60 miles out, something like that, on some repeaters. And I figured that's good enough right now. So, like I say, you know, start out a little slow and then just add on as you go, as I can afford, you know, because, you know, I'm just a working man. I work every day. You know how it goes. Bills come first.
KB8OE, name here is Mike, by the way. I get a lot of clones. I use the more expensive mag mount on the roof of the car for the mobile, and then I bought SG 7500 Super Gainer 7500 series. It's like a diamond antenna, but it's a Chinese clone. It says diamond on the package. When I checked it on the antenna analyzer, wasn't too bad. And then I got the 7900 series too. And I was getting into this repeater that I'm on from Everett, Michigan, up by Cadillac. So how bad is it? And I'm not even sure that it wasn't a real diamond, but when I tested it against a diamond, it didn't do quite as good. And the values aren't the same in some of the components on the antenna. I checked them. They're not the same. And it's more resonant at the bottom of the band than it is out in the middle where it should be.